you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back to Simpin' After Dark. This is your girl, Ashley Mendoza.
And it's your girl, Victoria D. Wells. We are back for another episode. This is Simpin' After Dark, ladies and gentlemen. This is where we get in our feelings. We like to talk about music, usually a little R&B. We talk about how that correlates to our real life, our relationships, our friendships, if it's similar, if it's different, if we agree, if we don't. Sometimes we like to smoke a little bit. We like to drink a little bit.
So make sure. Always got a drink going. So go ahead and pour up before we get started.
Yes.
So you can get in your feels. You know that drink always gets those emotional juices flowing.
That's always a good start to getting simping.
And we have a shot ready, too.
We're going hard.
Victoria was like, let's do it. I was like, okay.
Look, it takes 2 seconds for me to, like, peer pressure folks or get in the mood.
And then I'm like, okay, I'm easily pressured.
I'm like, all right.
Yeah, we're at Wild 7 Studios here in downtown. Lakers just won the championship. So if you hear some fireworks going off, you know, it's alive down here. People are excited and celebrating. So
yes.
It's just a good week.
Shout out to the Lakers. You know, I would have wore like any type of Laker gear, but I think in like the last 3 episodes, I've been wearing nothing but like Laker Kobe shit. So I'm just like, this is the first episode since the Laker championship. And I'm not even going to lie. I know this is Simpin' After Dark. You're going to hear a little segment right now because we support the Lakers here on the Simpin' After Dark podcast.
We're,
obviously,
we're in
our
LA,
studio's
baby.
In downtown.
Yes.
And I'm an avid Laker fan, as is Ashley. And I'm pretty sure a lot of our listeners are too. So we're really excited to have this championship under our belt. It's been a long time coming, bro.
It's so exciting. It was an emotional day yesterday, so
I was already in my feels, and then the Lakers won, and I was like, great, I'm just gonna be able to soak up all the alcohol and take in.
It's a celebration.
Yes.
It's a celebration. Yes.
So speaking of celebration, what do we got going on today on the episode?
Today we have, I mean, I don't know if this is what you're talking about because it's not
dun dun dun. No, it's not. It's like the complete opposite,
okay.
But that's okay. What's new?
So we're going to be talking about her finally.
Yes.
So,
and if you don't know her, it's
H-E-R. And everyone's like, her?
Like her? Who's her? Who are you talking
and
about?
April was like, wait, what song are you guys doing? I was like, her. She's like, hmm. But yeah, super talented. We
yes.
talked about her on our live one time. We were asking for recommendations for songs. So shout out to Eilik for bringing up her. We're actually not doing the song that she recommended, but we're doing a song. We're going to do Hard Place.
Mm.
Which is such a fucking good song, just about like being torn in a relationship. So it's a definitely simpy. Like we're definitely gonna like get in our feelings right now.
Yes, this is gonna be like 127 hours stuck in a rock in a hard place. Chop your own hand off. We're gonna get deep into this
yeah.
one.
Let's just take the shot. I can't. Stand
okay,
it.
That is here.
I can't
oh my God!
Stand
stop.
It.
All right. Oh, okay. Cheers for Kobe. Shout out to Mario. I'm pretty sure Mario supplied the tequila that we're drinking right now.
He's drooled.
Thanks, Mario.
Shout out, Mario.
Mario Torres.
Love him.
Our dear friend.
Yeah, so I guess we could go ahead and play a clip of this song.
Should we just get into it? Can I get a little simpy about her before we play a clip?
Of course.
I don't know if our listeners are familiar. I'm sure you are. She's a pretty well-known artist, not to mention extremely fucking talented. I adore this artist because not only has she been like singing and rocking since she was very young, She plays an instrument. And I know we've talked about this. I think we talked about this on the last episode.
It was on the last episode or during our live? I don't remember.
We basically talked about if you can play an instrument and sing at the same time.
Talented, yes. And I saw her at her concert at Lights On Festival last year. And she just sounds exactly the same but more beautiful. She's just one of those voices that you can't capture onto a fucking record. She's so talented.
And then the fact that you hear her voice and then you're throwing an electric guitar or she's playing the piano. That's so, she's so amazing. So, let's play a little clip then. What if nothing ever will change? Oh, I'm caught between your love and a hard place. Oh, I wish there was a right way. I'm caught between your love and a hard place. Oh. Yeah. I like that. It's kind of a ballad.
Yeah, it's one of those you gotta belt for sure. And I don't know if this is different from the actual song version, because I ripped the sound from the music video. And I don't know if you guys have seen the music video, but
I have not.
It's
what is it?
So emotional, man. It kind of just a captures.
Take us through it. I want details.
Oh, I'm about to give you the details. So it kind of just captures her rise to fame. So it's about how her and her boyfriend kind of were doing music together, and they kind of get discovered. They're playing at the beginning and somebody comes up to them, but they kind of, you could tell, only want her.
Yeah.
So it's really hard because she obviously wants to do it. He obviously can't be a hater. He has to be happy for her, but at the same time it's sad. They have been doing this together. So you see the rift coming between them, just pulling them apart, and just how she's getting more and more famous. She's at a freaking sold out freaking arena. That's what you can kind of hear in this clip that I pulled, all the people in the background that
singing with her
that whole thing. And she's just going through it in the music video, torn between what is she supposed to do.
Yeah,
man, the first time I saw it I cried.
Really?
I was probably right before I was gonna stop my period, I'd be crying for everything.
Got a little emotional.
But also it's just really emotional. You just feel for her. And I don't know too much, but I know she started kind of on SoundCloud, and that's why she would always wear her sunglasses, because she didn't want to deal with all the fame and stuff. She was always kind of trying to hide behind the sunglasses.
Yeah.
So you can just connect with her. And
you can tell.
That.
You can tell. It's it's not a fake ass song. It's a real.
Yeah. It's, go watch that music video, y'all. It's so good.
Okay. So let's break down the lyrics. Let's get into it.
Lyrics, man. Okay. So she's
at first she says, I'm just kidding.
All right. So she says, want to believe what you say, but I hate you on most days. You've been testing my faith and my patience. And you know I be headstrong, but you know that you be dead wrong, telling me to relax when I'm reacting.
Yikes. So biggest pet peeve.
Yeah, right off the bat, we're hearing that she is not in a good place with her man. Once it gets to the place where she says, I hate you on most days.
Yeah. Shit ain't good right now.
It's not good. It's that rough patch.
The boat is rocky.
Yeah.
The boat is rocky.
Testing her faith and her patience, you know? And exactly. Telling somebody to relax when they're reacting, first of all, is dismissive of somebody's feelings and emotions.
That's the quickest way to get me to just detach.
Yeah.
If you're going to be chill, it's not that big of a deal, I'm be like, it's not a big deal. You're right.
Okay.
So goodbye.
That's what we're doing now.
You're right. You're not a big deal. that is the one thing that it's you're immediately oversimplifying my feelings.
Yeah,
you're oversimplifying.
If you care about somebody, you should want to protect their heart and really care about their feelings. If they're trying to open up to you, you should be like, oh my God, that's how you feel. I'm so
Let
sorry.
Me listen. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry. And that's, I think some people have an issue with saying sorry because they think it's I'm 100% wrong or it's my fucking fault, when really it's just saying I'm just sorry.
Well, because I think that it's always if you say sorry, then that probably means that you take blame for everything.
Yeah, I think that's how some people, like, why their pride doesn't let them say sorry, because they're like, well, you had some fault in this too.
And it's like, yeah, it ain't about that,
of
though.
Of course, but, like, you need to say sorry, though. Like, yeah. Do you want to lose this person? And telling somebody to relax when they are reacting is not really showing that you care about them. Because you should care about their feelings and listening to them and not, like, belittling their feelings or, like, not validating their feelings. Yeah. You know?
And also, if she's saying, like, I'm headstrong, you know I'm headstrong, then I think that that also contributes to the fact that it's, like, you know that I feel some type of way about this.
Yeah, and, like, you know, acknowledging, so it's like, her fault, too, saying yeah. that she's headstrong.
Yeah, exactly. So it's, like, she's kind of saying, like, you understand that I'm passionate about this, so you know I'm gonna be aggressive or I'm going to feel some type of way about it. So we should navigate it carefully.
Yeah,
so it's like, you're just oversimplifying. Yeah. It's like, you're at this point, you're just trying to argue. You're just trying to throw it in. So it's like,
she's not like trying to put it all on him. Okay. So then pre-chorus. So she's like, but I'd rather fight than lose sleep at night. At least you're all mine. And if I have to choose my heart or you, I'm going to lose. So that's like, bug, man. Like, that's so like you torn.
So, because let's be honest, most of the music that we probably promote on this podcast or talk about on this podcast probably has to do with, like, positive, fuck that, I'm leaving. And this is kind of like the first song that's like, it's not no, I'm letting you know right now, if I have to pick between what I want and you, I'm not going to get what, like, I want.
Even
like,
if I
I'll pick you.
This is fucking hurting me and, like, fucking with me emotionally.
Yeah.
Like, I would rather fight than lose sleep at night knowing you're not mine.
And like, I think that with these instances, you think about that and you're like, okay, so this is a moment where she's like choosing a fight over, like, what is right. I don't think that's necessarily true. I think these are moments in your relationship, and there are some moments where you have to choose to fight, and there are moments when you have to choose to stand up for, like, what you think is right.
Yeah.
And I think in this moment, she's kind of like, you know what? No, this is messing with my mind. This is messing with how I feel. And if I do have to choose, I'm going to be torn between them.
Yeah, like, she's torn, but she's definitely, like, saying, like, I'm going to lose. Like, I'm going to fucking pick you. So then we'll hop into the chorus. So she says, what if nothing ever will change? I'm caught between your love and a hard place. I wish there was a right way. I'm caught between your love and a hard place. So she's like, fuck, what if nothing ever changes? Like, what if this rough patch isn't just a rough patch? Like, what if this is just how it's going to be forever, and I'm just fighting for no reason, and I'm losing my sanity for no reason?
Isn't that what, like, your natural, like, fear in a relationship is, right? Because if you have an issue with someone and you bring it up and whatever, it gets solved, and then you go back to it and you're like, damn, is this going to get brought up again? Is this going to be a continuous issue?
Yeah.
So it can be hard. You can lose, like, the bigger picture, the bigger perspective. And sometimes because you lose that bigger perspective, you can be so caught up in these small moments. Yeah. And those small moments, they do add up. They do.
They really do.
So, I mean, that is, like, a sum of your relationship is those small moments.
It could be, like, something that's coming up all the time, but it's kind of not a big deal. But when it's happening all the time and it becomes a pattern, that's when it's like, oh, like, they're not really acknowledging my feelings, and all the fights that we've had have kind of been for nothing at this point. If it keeps happening, like, you're not considering my feelings now.
Have you ever felt so overwhelmed with, like, with putting up a fight in a relationship that you have felt like, I don't even care what I want, I just don't want to fight?
Yeah, but, like, it gets to, like, the point where it's like,
obviously it doesn't work.
Yeah, no, yeah. So it's like, sometimes it gets to that point where it's like, fuck, like, I don't have the energy for this right now. I especially don't have the energy to explain to you why I am not, in fact, overreacting.
Yeah.
Like, when, like, somebody tries to, like, belittle your feelings and be like, you're making a big deal out of nothing.
Yeah.
Why are you even mad? You're mad for no reason. It's not even a big deal. La, la, la. It's like, actually, it is. But, like, this has come up so many times that I don't even fucking have the patience.
Yeah.
Or energy,
or
understanding.
Like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm over it.
Do whatever you want. Kind of shut down at that point. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck else is there to do? And it's such a fine line between, like, fighting for your relationship and knowing when to walk away. Sometimes.
And that's what I mean. It's like, because I think that's, like, your fear every time you get. Let's just say you have this same continuous argument with your significant other. And so it's the third time you've had this argument and you feel like you've brought it up. You feel like you've explained your feelings. They are like, you know what? I'm going to do my best to change. And it's just not working. I think that that's right. Like, it's the same thing as cheating. You always think, like, well, is it going to happen again? Like, is this going to be the one time where you're like, okay, I get it now.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's always, you know, not just that, like, in a vacuum. It's always like, well, there's that, and I forgive you, and we can move on, but there's always the repercussions. Well, like, how is this going to affect, like, our trust?
Yeah.
Or, like, how we move forward doing this. It's not just like, okay, I forgive you, it's over. Like, it really depends on, like, the severity.
But also, I will say that, like, sometimes people expect people to change overnight.
Yeah. And that's where it gets, like, conflicting.
Yeah.
Where she's, like, caught between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah.
It's like, I understand, like, you know, mental health issues, like,
yeah,
whatever it may be, like, anger issues,
yeah,
or, like,
just issues in general, yeah,
or whatever it may be. And it's like, when do you let go and put yourself first instead of being like, well, I understand, like, they got shit to go through and it's going to take time. Like, when do you walk away from that?
Yeah.
You know?
And I think you have to weigh the pros and cons. You have to decide for yourself whether or not that's worth it. Just like James Franco had to decide in 127 hours whether or not.
I've never seen that, actually.
You've never seen it?
No.
Wow, it's gruesome. It's really good, actually.
Stress me out. Where it's just so like
stressful.
One location, like fucking Saw.
It's yeah.
Saw, right?
It's really intense. It's just intense. It's like, yeah, it's such a roller coaster of emotions. But yeah, it's like you do kind of have to make that decision. Spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't watched 127 hours. He cuts his own hand off. But like it really feels like that, right? Like,
yeah.
I feel like ending a relationship or ending something, especially with someone you love, that
this is the perfect analogy for the song.
Right? That's why I was like, it caught between a rock and a hard place. Like,
I mean, you have to stay here and like hope that
someone will come and save you.
Yeah. I dehydrate and die, or like an animal comes and finds me.
Or are you going to cut off your own limb?
Fuck.
To survive.
Fuck.
And that's painful. And that's like,
fuck,
bro, right?
That's hard.
Yeah. Like,
that's really hard.
You're not going to live with a hand no more. I mean, will you get over it? Of course.
Yeah.
You're human. Of course you'll,
it's one
you will
thing
always
to,
get
like,
over it.
Entertain that thought. But like, once it comes down to like actually doing it,
right?
Like, can you?
Like, can you fucking do? Okay, wait.
You might.
I was like, this is a trigger warning. Don't do that. We don't need to be doing motions like that. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, for IG.
But, oops, my bad.
But yeah, but, like, can you go through with it? Because, like, there's even, like,
yeah,
you might start and then halfway you're like, wait, I don't want to.
Right? And sometimes that happens in relationships. Yeah.
Because then it's like they don't take you seriously if you're not actually going to do it.
Right? And then it almost like it's like a quick band-aid. Like, are you going to try and do it all once? Or if you leave a little bit, is it going to help? Or sometimes maybe if you take a break and then go back at it, maybe that's better for you depending on like your pain tolerance.
What a creepy analogy. So many analogies. Like, I could go down that road, but like, I'm not going to spend this whole podcast
Analogies on relationships.
And then letting it scab and then going back. Like, no, but I think you guys catch our
You guys drift. Get it. You get it. It's hard, okay? It's right. Painful.
So verse 2, okay?
Hit us with it.
So she says, do I even have a choice when I'm going to have to pick my poison? Yeah, you hurt me so good. It's so good. And even when you cause tears, you're the one who wipes them away. Maybe that's the reason I stay, bitch.
I stay.
Like, damn. Okay, so this is where I wanted to bring up something called trauma bonding.
Oh.
Which you guys may or may not be familiar with, which I wish we had Stephanie here, but, you know, we got Google for now. It's not the same, but... So I'll bring up a quick
Missy
definition.
Steph, which we're going to have her. We're hopefully going to have her on the next couple episodes.
Yes.
Hopefully. We'll see.
Announcement, yeah. So, you know, a bunch of exciting stuff.
Stay tuned.
Okay, so trauma bonding occurs as the result of ongoing cycles of abuse in which the intermittent reinforcement of reward and punishment creates powerful emotional bonds that are resistant to change. So it's kind of just like when you and your partner go through cycles of hurting each other over and over, and like it gets bad and it's traumatic and it's so fucking hurtful. But then when you go back, you like are like, oh, but I love you so much. I'm so glad we made up. And like that little bit of like happiness and like love kind of just like makes you bond. And you're bonding over all this hurtful shit. And it's a cycle.
Yeah, I went through this.
Same.
I've experienced this.
It's so bad.
I had a relationship where I had broken up with somebody and they had just broken up with somebody. And it was literally like a moment of like we had connected at like perfect storm moment, you know. And it was like a horrible toxic relationship.
Yeah, that shit is bad.
But then it would literally be like we would go like 2 months hanging out. And then we would go like 4 months not talking to each other. We would get in a huge fight. We wouldn't fucking talk. We would be like, fuck you, blah, 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 blah. And then one person would
it's like abusive and disrespectful.
Yes. No, it's horrible. Yeah. Like you argue, I fight, I cry. Like I'm a crier. I'm going to let y'all know right now.
Horrible things.
Like, and you know, I'm emotional. I take things like I'm sensitive. I take things like internally. I take them deeply, you know, I hold on to them. And like every couple months we would just like someone would crack. It would be either me or him, and we would crack, and we would, like, go back to each other, and it would be, like, a couple of weeks of just, like, hanging out, and then it would just be, like, we got sick of, I don't know, maybe we just got sick of each other, and, like, but it was, like, it literally happened for, like, a year. I know that sounds fucked up, but, like, when you're single, a year goes by in a flash, honey.
Even in a relationship, like, you end up putting up with it for so long, because you're, like, I don't want to leave, because I think it could get better, and I think we're learning. And
we're growing. We're teaching each other shit. Yeah, no, you're not, bitch. You're trauma bonding.
Yeah.
You're like trauma bonding.
It's like, I've had that too, where it's like every few weeks you're just like getting into these blowouts of fucking fights, saying horrible things.
Yeah.
And then you get back together and like it's all good. And it's like, I love you so much. Like let's never get like that again.
Yeah. But,
like,
let's learn from it.
Yes. And it's like.
Right back in.
And like the thing is like after a while that does turn into like resentment and hate. And it could turn into even worse explosive, even more like closer together fights.
Yeah.
Because you like I feel like it's a something to do with stress in your body. I know like the way like those levels like it turns into cortisol or something.
Yeah. Cortisol.
It's addictive. So, like, totally. I think, like, you start to, like, anticipate it. So, like, little things you're waiting for each other to crack.
Because I think it's also, like, a little bit of a stress relief.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so you are kind of, like, because when you do explode, right, it's, like, this big explosion of, like, all your feelings, all your thoughts. Like, even if they aren't right or, like, properly this, like, processed. Yeah. They're just, like... It is letting out in a very toxic way. It's not a healthy way. Like there are healthy coping mechanisms and bad coping mechanisms. And I think like spewing like hatred and like in emotional high intense situations is one of them.
Yeah.
And I feel like it probably releases a little bit endorphins after, right? Because then you make up and maybe if you do have like have sex or like
it's always the fire sex after that.
then you know that'd be releasing endorphins and shit.
So I'm sure that probably fuck you up somehow.
Yeah, so it's basically just extreme highs followed by extreme lows. It's a cycle.
It's like a binge or something.
It's addictive. Yeah. It's fucked up. It's hurtful. It's not healthy. So that's kind of what this song reminds me of, which is what I wanted to bring up.
Interesting. Can I bring up, the fact that you brought that up makes me want to bring some shit up.
Bring that shit
so
up.
So obviously this song is really like, it's sentimental, it's heartfelt, it's one of those like, look, I'm stuck between what I really want and what's right for me. And sometimes what you want isn't necessarily what's right for you.
Yeah.
So it got me thinking, like, have you ever been doing some shit that, like, you know it's not right for you, but, like, you want this? And then I'm like, damn, so, like, have I ever been toxic? Mm-hmm. And then I started asking myself, like, have I ever been toxic? And I'm like, I'm honest. You know, I'm going to be the first to admit, yes, of course I've been toxic. But then I started, I started asking myself, like, really honestly, like, do I be dabbling in the toxicity for entertainment purposes?
Like, you bored?
Look, I'm an honest person. Like I said, I'm honest. So I ask myself shit like that. I feel like I like to get real.
Self-reflection.
I like
it's
to like.
Good to do.
Yeah. Like I like to sit down and say, like, are you doing that shit? And I'm like, sometimes, you know, I will admit that sometimes I probably respond to someone or text someone or get in a conversation or a situation. I don't want to say a situation. That sounds bad. Conversation. When my intentions are not necessarily aligned with their intentions.
Yeah.
And it could be kind of fucking toxic.
Yeah, like you already know probably like, where it's going to go.
I know that there's a fuck boy and I still text him anyways because I'm like, fuck it.
Yeah, I'm bored. A lot of times you're like, you know, maybe for some dick real quick.
Or like, you know, even honestly, I can understand a texting entertainment. Like I could understand like just wanting like a something to do or just wanting someone to like hype you up or like wanting attention. Yeah. I know that sounds fucked up, but I'm being honest right now.
Yeah.
And I feel like that there are times like if her can be honest in this song and she can say, you know, like if I have to pick between what I want, even if that is my career, because how many times do we hear songs and it's like, if you made me pick between you and my career, I'm picking my career. Fuck you. But she's like the first one who's really kind of saying like, no, I would actually pick you. And I know that that's probably wrong for me, but like, fuck it.
Yeah.
So this is kind of me saying like, I'm not outing myself here, but yeah. I just feel like there are moments in my life where like I look for toxicity because of like entertainment or boredom. And like that maybe even in this moment, this is her toxicity. Is that holding on to something that she knows won't last? Like whatever it is, whatever your toxicity is, you know, like, is that whatever your toxicity, whatever your toxic trait? I don't,
Your toxicness.
I don't know. I just feel like to me, like I've been thinking about that shit. I'm like, damn, sometimes I'll text dudes and I know that shit ain't going nowhere, but I'm just like.
Yeah. I think we can all admit that we have toxic traits or we can be toxic at times.
What's your toxic trait, Ashley?
My toxic trait is that stupid ass, like, must be a other bitch shit. Like, always gotta
You're sus.
Shit.
You're sus.
Yeah, I mean, that's my mistrust / abuse.
Yeah, yeah, dude, I'm there. I'm all there.
Thing. I'm like, anything, like, if there's any type of fucking fishy situation, like, some dumb shit, like, I will spiral into, like, a freaking wormhole of just, like, these thoughts of, like, oh, my God, what if it's this and this and that?
Yeah.
Shit can really just, like, take over, like, your fucking... like thought process in your brain for the day. Like, well, oh my God.
We were talking about that the other day about how like when you don't have work or school the next day, you sleep better. And I was like, wow, that's so insane that just knowing. So our brains are so powerful that just knowing that I have something to do the next day that isn't what I want to do disrupts my present moment.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that. Fuck that anxiety. I'm not trying to live with that anxiety. I'm not trying to live with that shit. And I know that maybe in this song, it is a little anxiety-inducing. However, I think these are important questions to ask in order to get over the anxiety.
Yeah.
Let's hear a little clip again.
What if nothing ever will change? Oh, I'm caught between your love and a hard place.
Damn, what if nothing will change?
Oh, I wish there was a right way.
Wish there was a right way.
How many times do you ask yourself that? Like, I wish I just knew the answer.
God damn. That would be boring, though.
Right.
You know? I mean, that's, like, the point of all, like, this shit is just, like, You live and you learn.
Free will,
and
right?
Ultimately, it'll make you better and more knowledgeable and wise, hopefully. But that's if you can be self-reflective. Like, you can't be like that fucking future me where he's in the mirror and he's like,
loser.
He's like, not it's that them, one. It's not you. Loser. Take that L, baby. Ew. No, it's like that one looking in the mirror, like, it's not me, it's them.
Yeah, yeah.
They're the toxic ones.
We don't
ones.
Want that. So, like, and that's what I'm encouraging all of our listeners to do is, like, at least in this song, even if she is saying, like, she's being mad honest. She's saying, look, I don't know.
I don't want to leave this.
Yeah, like I don't know if I would choose my career.
Happy, even though she's saying I hate you almost days.
So, guys, tweet us what your toxic trait is. Is your toxic trait that, like, I don't know, you like to piss your man off? Is your toxic trait that, like, you like to ignore your girl when she's upset? I don't know. What's your toxic trait?
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
What are other toxic traits that people have? I'm trying to think.
There's a lot of toxic traits.
Selfishness, manipulation.
Being selfish, or like just automatically shutting down when you're confronted.
Yeah, like are you someone that you're just like, you know what? I don't fuck with somebody who yells or like.
There's like a toxic positivity.
Yes.
Like people that are like, you know what? Get that negative energy out of here. I don't need that negative energy. And it's like, I'm not.
You're just ignoring it.
I'm just trying to fucking confront some bullshit that you're pulling. But they're okay. Like, no, I don't need that negative.
Okay,
shit.
So you know what, guys? If you're real and if you're a real listener, then you will tweet us your toxic trait.
What's your toxic trait?
Tweet us your toxic trait. My toxic trait is that sometimes I flirt with people that I have absolutely no intentions of doing anything but flirting with. Oops, I'm so sorry. Ashley, what's your toxic trait?
My toxic trait is that I'm a little manipulative and know how to push buttons.
Okay, so you be, so you know that like if someone fucks with you and pisses you off, you're like, I'm coming for blood.
Yeah, I'm like, you won't piss me off? Okay, bet.
Okay.
Bet.
She comes for blood. Okay, so it's you know what? Tweet us your toxic trait.
You know, we're all a little toxic.
Yeah, so she definitely does not agree with Michelle Obama's when they go low, we go high.
Hell no, bitch. I'm going to stab you in the neck.
She's metaphorically. Like, she's like, when they go low, we jump low. And then we hit them with, we stab them.
When they go low, I go bulldozing through hell and come back up with all the fucking fire.
You duck and you hit them with a mollywop.
I'm going to fuck you up, basically. Don't fuck with me, okay?
Michelle Obama's like, when they go low, we take the high road. She's like, when they go low, we hit him with a 1-2. Bah, bah.
Bitch. Jinx.
Okay, so I feel like we need to bring up some tweets.
Yeah, we got some tweets. I got one for sure that's like just super related.
I wrote them down.
Okay, look at you, Miss, writing shit down.
This is the first and last time I'm writing them down.
That's cute. So at underscore Slimarella underscore.
I wrote none of their names down, so fuck.
That's fine. We can play dry.
They're all my tweets.
So she said, a lasting relationship comes with a lot of forgiveness, learning, growing, and letting go of your pride and ego. So that just kind of ties into all this and just like knowing when it's that and when it's toxic and you need to walk away. Because it's a very fine line, ladies and gentlemen.
For all my corporate listeners out there, just piggybacking off of what Ashley's saying right here, I have this tweet for us. How about this one? Apologize when you're wrong. Never let your pride be bigger than your relationships. Bro, honestly, it's not worth it.
Yeah, like you're about to fucking let something go because your ego?
No, it's not worth it. Life is too short. What if you die tomorrow? Oh my God. Tell all your friends you love them. Tell that girl you love her. Who cares if you look stupid because you double texted that boy?
Apologize.
Like, who cares?
Apologize.
Who cares? If someone says, oh, that girl was stupid because she apologized. Do you know how big of an asshole that person looks?
Yeah, like, do you even want to associate with that anymore?
No one
like,
is.
Do that so you can find out how that person like reacts. You'll know if they want to fuck with you anymore or not.
Totally.
Like, do it.
And I also feel like no one has ever like legitimately made fun of anybody who's been a nice person. I like you're a shitty person if you
do that. Everybody
wants
somebody to apologize. I don't think anyone's gonna be like, ha ha, your ego, you lost, bitch. Like, no.
Some people do that. Some psychos do that.
And those are the ones you don't want to associate yourself with. So,
does it even matter?
So it's like two birds with one stone.
Exactly.
You'll feel better and you'll save it if it's worth saving.
Yeah.
And you'll find out if they're actually a piece of shit. So it's just like,
I agree. So either way, it's a win-win. Because either you save the relationship or you find out that they ain't one to fuck with.
Exactly. So Diana,
I got another one.
Okay.
And I feel like, okay, how about this? Hard pill to swallow. No matter how good you are to people, it doesn't mean they'll be good to you.
That is true. That is so true.
And I feel like also even in this song, like even her saying like, fuck, this is difficult for me. Like, it's not always like that for the other person.
Yeah. Like what if he would legit just dip out on you.
Yeah, like what, and how many, especially as women, I think as women or.
I already know where you're going with this.
Right, like the caregiver, the nurturer. Like,
the forgiver.
Like we don't want to be those people who are like, just because I would give up my career for somebody doesn't mean that they would. So
just because I would forgive you 50 times for this bullshit doesn't mean that you would forgive me.
And guess what? If I was in a relationship where I was like, okay, I'll give up my career for you. And they were like, okay. And then they didn't. I couldn't get mad at that person because technically at the end of the day you're responsible for your own happiness and you got to do what you want to do. So like if you didn't really want to do that, if you only were doing it because that person would do it in return, like are you really doing it for yourself or are you doing it to feel love from another human being? Like that says,
and like at the same time, like if you're like expecting or like if they don't stop you to say you shouldn't do that, then they don't really love you either.
Agreed. Yeah.
So hopefully you could just realize that.
So you'd be realizing shit left and right. Like
a lot of times just doing the right thing will like
reveal.
Show you. Yeah. Like it'll like
it totally
be good
will.
For you.
I like, agree.
The universe will take care of you, baby.
It's so true. Just trust. Trust. And if someone tries to talk shit and just be like, you know what? Then I did love you. And if you didn't love me back, fuck you. Like I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. Later.
Like, don't ever feel guilty for loving someone or loving someone hard.
Yeah.
Like, you did you, boo. And if they didn't do them, then it wasn't meant to be. There, you should never regret loving the way that you love or loving someone for love. Yeah. Like, you can't help who you love.
Exactly. And that, I can piggyback right off that, too.
Oh,
look at all these
circle
pigs
back.
On each other's back.
Circle back, Ash.
It's just
circle
like
back.
Pig right now, okay? At, Jaleesi, just a bunch of E's, whatever. Don't allow others to consume you. If they don't call, go to sleep. If they don't message you, put your phone away and have a good day. If they are distant and refuse to tell you what's wrong, go home and do something fun. You live for yourself first. They are secondary.
That is a great piggyback.
Right? It's like legit. Like
do
that
you?
Pig is on there.
Yeah. That pig is on that motherfucking
it's
back.
Like clutching.
Bruh, like his little fucking... Like,
yeah. His hoof.
I think I was like, pause.
Pause.
Stephanie?
I think it's my hoof.
That's such a good one.
You come first. Take care of yourself first, and I think everything else will follow.
That is so, that's actually advice that my older brother gave to me. One time I told him I was worried about him and he was like, you're worried about me? And I was like, yeah, bro, what the fuck? Like I do, I worry. I know I'm your younger sister, but I worry about you. He was like, if you worry about me, want to know what the best thing you can do for me is? And I was like, yeah, like I would, how can I help? He was like, take care of yourself. Like if you're good, if you're happy, then I'm fucking good.
Yeah.
So like if you take care of yourself, I take care of myself. Then we're like, fucking good, right? And we just check in on each other.
Yeah, and I'm, like, also so big on, like, kind of just, like, I don't know what kind of law of the universe this is, but like,
that's okay.
You know, as within, so without.
Oh,
you know?
So like, as above, so below.
All yes. That. Yeah. Like if you are taking care of yourself,
yes.
Like you're doing good for everybody else too.
They also say that, like, if you raise your own level of consciousness, your own level of self-awareness, then you're raising the universe's level of consciousness,
yeah.
The universe's level of, it's always like you're
We're
only
all connected.
You're only as good as your weakest link. You know, so yeah. It's like if you practice on being the best possible link and everyone focuses on being the best possible link, then it's just like an interconnectedness of like
so
amazingness.
Many things. Like with like self-destructiveness, like if you're self-destructive, not only are the people around you going to be self-destructive, but the world and like the earth is going to keep being destroyed, you know?
So try to be the LeBron James in the Danny Green game 5 scenario. When he passed in the ball and he just fucking airballed it, LeBron could have taken that moment to completely fucking destroy Danny Green, but what he chose to say instead was, I should have passed, I should have made a better pass, right? Like he straight said, I should have made a better pass. And we all know that it wasn't fucking LeBron James, all goddamn Danny Green, fucking piece of shit, goddamn. But that's a different story. Oh, but it's all I'm saying. So be night. LeBron James.
And then everybody else like getting mad at freaking Danny Green.
Yes.
Like take care of yourself, baby.
Yes.
And then he will be fine.
Exactly.
Take
so
care
like
of yourself.
Put your shit on. And look, if you're at the point where you're at some Mamba mentality and you're guiding people, that's a different fucking story. Okay. Just worry about getting on the goddamn team before you get to the Kobe mentality. All right.
For real, man.
We wanted to grow up so fast. Now look at us, depressed, alone, and scrolling through Twitter.
God damn, story of our lives. I have one little funny one here. At a 32K with two R's. Women want to buy their boyfriends the latest consoles, but when was the last time he consoled you? P.S. 5 years ago. Bitch, I fucking died.
What a great tweet.
It's so good.
What like, a great tweet.
The punchline of PS 5 years ago, bitch, I fucking lost it.
Oh, this one. I don't know if this one compares, but I just thought it was funny. If you see us at Target, if you see us at Target together, just know we fucking raw.
That is 100% true.
Like, I don't go to Target with people I'm not fucking.
I'm not going to Target.
Men with, and women.
With no man that I'm not absolutely.
I'm not going with anyone I wouldn't at least potentially fuck.
Yeah, no.
Including my mom. I'm just kidding. This is so ridiculous, guys.
Oh,
like,
man.
Okay, so I also want to mention that we're going to be doing a live episode this coming Wednesday. But, well, this is going to be so it's going to be pre this, actually.
So we did a live
episode. Hopefully you guys caught it. But if not, we're going to be doing a spooky psycho episode
and
for Halloween.
Also, we have a bonus episode on Friday. So also with all of this, it's Wild 7 week, you know,
yes.
Wild 7 headquarters. We record here. It's at Wild 7 Studios. We are interconnected with them. Victoria was in Debbie and the Devil, a horror feature film. It's an
anthology. Yes.
I'm like anthropology. Yeah. So wrong. And then I did production design along with Alexa.
Which is
and,
amazing. It's a dope ass horror movie.
Yeah, it's coming out soon. Lots of announcements coming out this week. Go follow Wild 7 Studios.
Wild 7 Podcast. Make sure you follow us. If you follow us, you'll get a direct link to everything. We're going to be doing a live episode, which you guys will already know about. We're going to be dropping an extra episode on Friday. And we're going to be doing a spooky episode for Halloween.
Halloween week.
So we want to hear your psycho stories.
Yeah, what are your relationship horror stories?
Well, if you want to stay anonymous, you can always send us a voice memo and we can distort your voices.
Yeah.
If you want to send us an email, we can read
we
your
love
story.
Voice memos. Because
yes.
Then it's like we can just play it during the podcast. It'll be so funny.
Yes. So, I mean, let us know. Hit us up at simpinafterdark@gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram or Twitter at simpinafterdark. You can follow Ashley.
Ash_Friday_.
Or you can follow me at Victoria D. Wells. And make sure you stay tuned. Every Wednesday, we got a new episode at 7 p.m.
Lots of exciting stuff, guys. See you next time.
I was like, anything else? Any other?
I think that's good.
Shout out to Wild 7. Happy Halloween. Go Lakers.
Yay.
Till next time.
Bye.